Imagine waking up to 127 unread emails, dozens of unorganized digital photos, and that nagging feeling that important information is buried somewhere in your devices. This is the paradox Mark Hurst addresses in Bit Literacy. How can something as weightless as digital information feel so burdensome? The bits that make up our digital lives possess unique properties. They're infinitesimally small, move at lightning speed, can be created in near infinite quantities, and exist free from physical limitations. Yet paradoxically, these weightless entities weigh us down psychologically. The solution isn't more technology or complex systems, it's a philosophical shift in how we approach digital information. Bit literacy teaches us to let the bits go, not by abandoning technology, but by engaging with digital information appropriately and then releasing it from our attention. Think of your digital environment like a whiteboard. When it becomes saturated, new writing disappears into the mess. The solution isn't a bigger whiteboard, it's erasing what's no longer needed to create meaningful space. We've been taught to adapt to technology, but bit literacy demands a Copernican shift in perspective. Technology should revolve around users, not vice versa. Just as Copernicus revolutionized astronomy by placing the sun rather than Earth at the center of the solar system, we must place ourselves, not our devices or apps, at the center of our digital universe. Many of us feel overwhelmed by technology but don't realize we can change our situation. Some believe they're not computer people, while others are too busy running faster just to keep up. Both types live reactively, never actively managing their digital environment. This passive approach creates a dangerous cycle. As more bits arrive, the backlog grows, creating stress that further reduces our capacity to address the problem. The technology industry offers endless solutions, promising to fix overload with more technology. But these companies have a fundamental conflict of interest. Their primary goal is selling products, not improving your productivity. The good news? Anyone can become bit literate regardless of technical aptitude. The reward is profound, the feeling of being done, a state many knowledge workers haven't experienced in years. The email inbox is ground zero for digital overwhelm. The solution? Empty it daily by moving messages to appropriate places for later processing. A full inbox impairs prioritization, causes redundant reading, and creates psychological burden, fear of forgetting, guilt, and constant reminders of unfinished work. The daily email processing method. 1. Read and delete personal emails first. 2. Delete spam messages. 3. Process remaining emails using the 2-minute rule. Complete quick tasks immediately, move longer ones to a to-do list, then delete. Every email must leave the inbox within 24 hours. When consistent, this takes minutes daily and creates control. For backlogged inboxes, start with a one-time cleanout to reach zero before adopting the daily method. Toto management trumps email management. It's where real work happens. While emails need processing, Toto's require completion, prioritization, and focus. Paper systems like sticky notes create physical clutter and can't scale to handle digital tasks or their temporal nature. Tasks needing attention at specific times either distract prematurely or get ignored when needed. A bit literate Toto system must manage a task's complete life cycle, creation, inactivity, activation, and completion. Most systems overlook the crucial inactivity period, overwhelming users with premature items and detailed fields. An effective digital Toto list requires date-specific Totos, email integration, priority ranking, and detailed fields. The calendar feature separates active from future items, keeping today's list manageable. When Totos are completed and the inbox is empty, you achieve true emptiness, free from overload. In today's information-saturated world, staying informed requires a strategic media diet, a curated set of publications focused on what matters most. This approach offers a middle ground between reactive stress and complete disengagement. A healthy media diet comprises three source types. 1. STARS, essential sources worth reading thoroughly. 2. SCANS, reliable sources for relevant information, the majority. 3. TARGETS, sources used for specific purposes. Keep your lineup minimal while staying informed. Regularly evaluate each source by asking, "Is this worth my time?" Online sources require special attention due to Hurst's Law. An unbounded bitstream tends toward irrelevance. When sharing articles, include the URL, publication details, and complete text. While bookmarking is common, saving only links risks losing access if content moves behind paywalls or websites change. Storing complete text ensures future access. The shift from film to digital photography removed traditional constraints but created new organizational challenges. While some still follow film-era habits of taking single shots, others struggle with managing countless digital images across devices. The bit-literate approach to photography consists of three key elements. First, take multiple shots of every subject. Digital allows unlimited photos at no cost. Capture various angles and experiment with settings. Second, filter ruthlessly using a simple keep or delete system. Skip complex rating systems and keep only the best images, though this requires making tough choices. Third, organize using a straightforward year-month-event hierarchy for easy retrieval. This method combines the freedom of digital photography with disciplined curation, creating high-quality collections that people actually view and share. In a world overflowing with digital content, creating new bits demands responsibility. The core principle is simple: deliver your message using as few bits as possible. Front-loading means delivering your key message first. Subject lines should be descriptive yet concise, leading with critical information. The body should present ideas in order of importance, ending promptly. Consider a poorly structured email about 401k changes that buried the deadline in its final sentence. A bit-literate version would lead with, "Please fill out forms by Dec 7 for new 401k match," in the subject line. Restate this urgently in the opening and use bullet points for supporting details. Remember that digital content is everywhere and forever. Never create bits you wouldn't want broadcast worldwide. Email excels at details, but not nuanced human communication. Ask not, "Can I say this?" but "Should I say this here?" As bits multiply exponentially, mastering bit literacy becomes essential. The principles of letting bits go, achieving emptiness, and engaging with digital information on our terms offer more than productivity. They promise reclaimed attention and reduced stress. Early technological success in improving productivity now leads to overwhelm. The solution isn't more technology, but using existing tools intelligently. Companies that embrace bit-literate values will outperform others, while even intelligence agencies struggle with mountains of information and no way to organize it. Bit-literacy offers a path back to focus and control. It's about using digital tools as extensions of our capabilities, not replacements for them. The question isn't whether we'll continue living with bits, it's whether we'll let them control us or learn to master them.